This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Here at WHYY, senior reporter Dave Davies is covering a range of political stories in the lead-up to Election Day 2016, mostly with an eye on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. On Morning Edition, we'll periodically touch base with him to discuss what he's covering and noticing as we count down to Tuesday, November 8th. Dave joins me now. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jen.
A fair amount of attention is being paid to Pennsylvania as a swing state in the presidential race, perhaps more so than in recent elections.
It is a true battleground. You know, if anybody in our audience doesn't see a presidential candidate in person this year, they're not trying. This is an intensely contested state.
So if Pennsylvania is doing some swinging, who is swinging with that pendulum? The undecideds, I suppose. Who are these people who are left for the taking?
Yeah, hard to imagine, given the intensity of feelings about these two candidates, that anybody could be undecided. But there are some. You know, I spoke to Terry Madonna, the pollster from Franklin and Marshall College, and he said, if you look at the undecideds, not a large number, but some, add to them those who say they could switch their vote, add to those two those who currently plan to vote for one of the other two candidates, the Libertarian, Gary Johnson, or the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, those third-party candidate support tends to diminish as Election Day approaches. He says there's 15 to 20% of voters who could be in play. So there is some potential volatility here. And as we've seen, boy, unexpected events can happen. People can faint getting into cars. Revelations about emails can occur. Anything can happen.
Trump and Clinton are so well known. Is this affecting their field organization, whereas they may not have to do as much because of name recognition?
Right. I think people have opinions about them and will certainly continue to form them between now and November 8th. The general view is that the Democrats are far ahead in field organization. The Clinton campaign has opened dozens of field offices across the state. You know, Mr. Trump has said all along he doesn't think that's so important. He's done well with holding huge rallies and generating a lot of enthusiasm, and he thinks that will carry the day. But they have begun to open some offices around the state, and the other Republican candidates and the county organizations do think it is important to identify voters and get them out. I do think most people believe the Democrats have a bigger, better funded, more sophisticated, and data-driven field operation.
The presidential race has tightened in Pennsylvania. What do we make of this?
The race has tightened, not because Mr. Trump has grown enormously more popular, but because more voters have moved away from Hillary Clinton. There have been revelations about emails and the foundations and her bout with illness around the time of the 9/11 memorial. All those things didn't help. I'll also add that when I talk to a lot of voters from other parts of the state, when I hear their complaints about Hillary Clinton, it seems to me that she and her campaign might have done a better job over the past months of more directly confronting some of these statements about Benghazi and the emails. All of that said, one thing we've learned about this campaign is that it is unpredictable, and we still have debates ahead of us. There have been revelations about Mr. Trump and his charitable giving and some contributions to an attorney general in Florida, and it's just hard to predict where this could go. But at the moment, it's closer than the Democrats would like it to be.
If we start talking about policy in this campaign in Pennsylvania, what policy issues present themselves as most important or pressing?
People really care a lot about jobs. And a big question in this race is whether people who feel neglected and overlooked by elected officials will embrace Mr. Trump's promises that he can make a difference. I mean, the Democrats, of course, say this is all smoke, mirrors, and hucksterism. But I do think if someone can make a convincing case that they can bring jobs to the state, that would do more than anything else. Remember the old James Carville line, it's the economy, stupid.
In Pennsylvania, the race for U.S. Senate is making headlines daily. This is the race between Republican incumbent Pat Toomey and Katie McGinty, who ran for governor unsuccessfully in Pennsylvania. Toomey still hasn't said whether he supports Trump or not.
Yeah, this is fascinating, Jen. Donald Trump presents a dilemma for a lot of Republicans. I mean, he is controversial, and Pat Toomey has said that he is waiting to be convinced that he should support Mr. Trump. That is to say, he hasn't said whether he will or will not support him. And his opponent, Katie McGinty, who uses the phrase the Trump-Toomey ticket every chance she gets, She makes a point. What more information do you need? It's not like there's not a pretty abundant public record on Mr. Trump upon which someone could make a judgment. But the simple fact is that from the political calculus, Pat Toomey's doing probably what he thinks he needs to do, which is to dodge the question as long as he can. If he comes out against Trump, he is going to anger a lot of fervent Trump supporters in a lot of parts of the state who might turn against him. He doesn't need that. So he has continued to avoid talking about it.
Emails have been bogging down Mrs. Clinton for a long time as she campaigns. And then so, too, in this U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania, there's an email scandal, if you will, involving Katie McGinty. Is this going to slow her down?
Hard to say. And I don't know that it's a scandal, but what happened is that in July, some Republican operatives made a legal right to know request for the schedules and emails of Katie McGinty when she was working for Governor Wolf as his chief of staff. And there is a battle about whether those documents are public records or whether some of them are private and whether we should have access to them. Not clear what will happen, but the Republicans will do everything they can to say email and McGinty in the same sentence, hoping to avoid the controversy surrounding Secretary Clinton.
So not so much a scandal, but something to keep an eye on.
Exactly.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. You can hear him on the radio. You can read him online. His blog is called Off Mic. It's at newsworks.org.